World Central Kitchen ceases aid to Gaza after an Israeli drone strike killed 7 aid workers on Monday night, April 1st. The World Central Kitchen staff members were leaving a warehouse in Deir al-Bala, a city in the central Gaza Strip, after unloading more than 100 tons of food brought into Gaza by sea when they were targeted by an Israeli drone and struck in succession. Videos and photos verified by the New York Times show that the convoy was hit multiple times, despite all of the cars being clearly marked with the WCK logo, and even after the aid workers informed the Israeli military that they had been attacked. The imagery shows three destroyed white vehicles, with the northernmost and southernmost vehicles being nearly a mile and a half apart on the Al-Rashid coastal road in central Gaza. An Israeli newspaper confirmed on Tuesday that an Israeli drone had fired at three separate vehicles in succession. The World Central Kitchen logo could be seen on items inside the charred interiors of the northernmost and southernmost cars. The car in the middle was left with a gaping hole in its roof, partially striking the group's logo. World Central Kitchen founder Jose Andreas says Israel targeted the 7 aid workers in Gaza, quote, systematically, car by car, end quote. In an interview with Reuters, Andreas states, quote, this was not just a bad luck situation where, oops, we dropped a bomb in the wrong place, end quote. Andreas stressing to the reporter that his team's vehicles were clearly marked and, quote, it is very clear who we are and what we do, end quote. He continues, quote, they were targeting us in a deconfliction zone, in an area controlled by the IDF. They, knowing that it was our teams, moving on that road, with three cars, end quote. Graphic video footage that circulated after the strike showed several bodies, some in protective gear with World Central Kitchen patches. There is also an image circulating of bloodied passports from the aid workers in WCK. The killings of the aid workers, especially since they were traveling in clearly marked cars, drew condemnation from aid organizations and several governments whose citizens were among the dead. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has rejected almost all international criticism over his nation's prosecution of the war against Hamas, said Tuesday night that Israel, quote, deeply regrets the tragic incident, end quote, and that it was a, quote, tragic case of our forces unintentionally harming innocent people, end quote. He then continued that, quote, it happens in war, and we will do everything so that this thing does not happen again, end quote. The Israeli military chief of staff said in a special statement that the preliminary results of the probe into the killing of 7 aid workers showed that it was a result of misidentification. Al Jazeera reports Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has slammed Israel's explanation for the killing of 7 aid workers in Gaza as, quote, not good enough, end quote, as outrage over the attack continues to circulate globally. An Australian, a U.S.-Canadian dual citizen, a Pole, a Palestinian, and three nationals of the United Kingdom were killed in what World Central Kitchen describes as a, quote, targeted attack, end quote. The victims are Lazami Zomi Frankom, Damien Sobel, Saifeddin Izam Ayad Abutaha, John Chapman, James Kirby, James Jim Henderson, and Jacob Flickinger. Prime Minister Albanese, who earlier this week described Australian national Miss Frankom's death as, quote, beyond any reasonable circumstances, end quote, on Thursday, April 4th, said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's remark that innocent people get killed in war were unacceptable. During a news conference in Sydney, Albanese continued, quote, we need to have accountability for how it has occurred, and what is not good enough is the statements that have been made, including that this is just a product of war, end quote. According to the Palestine Red Crescent Society, Palestinian medics retrieved the bodies of the 7 victims and took them to a hospital in Deir al-Bala. They also added that the bodies of the foreigners were to be taken out of Gaza into Egypt. World Central Kitchen was founded by chef Jose Andreas in 2010 after an earthquake devastated Haiti. The New York Times reports, quote, the nonprofit group teams up with local food providers, governments, and owners of restaurants to quickly scale up and provide meals to people in need. The organization reports that they have served 42 million meals in Gaza in 175 days, adding that, quote, the situation in Gaza is the most dire we've ever seen or experienced in our 15-year history. Food is a matter of life or death. More and more people, particularly children, are dying of starvation. We've known for months that famine is imminent and the situation is getting worse, end quote. Saif Abu Taha, a 26-year-old Gazan working as a driver and translator for the World Central Kitchen, died in the attack. His brother shared, Mr. Abu Taha was an enterprising young man who worked in his father's business. Mr. Abu Taha and other World Central Kitchen workers were thrilled to have the opportunity to unload the desperately needed food aid. Quote, they were so excited, like they were going to a wedding, end quote, his brother said. It was the last time he saw him. The New York Times reports David Cameron, the British Foreign Secretary, said on social media that, quote, it is essential that humanitarian workers are protected and able to carry out their work, end quote, after confirming that three of the victims killed on Monday night were British citizens. In light of the attack, the World Central Kitchen ship is headed back to Cyprus, according to the organization. In a press release, a second aid agency, American Near East Refugee Aid, or ANERA, says that they too are suspending its operations in Gaza, given the rising threats to aid workers and the attack on World Central Kitchen. Kieran Donnelly, the International Rescue Committee's Senior Vice President for Crisis Response, Recovery, and Development, discusses the attack and the dire need for aid in Gaza in an interview with MSNBC. He cites the United Nations when describing that with the addition of the World Central Kitchen victims, over 200 aid workers have been killed in Gaza since October 7th. He continues that this number exists within a larger context of over 33,000 people killed and another 1.1 million people living in famine conditions, and that accounts for roughly half of the Palestinian population. He describes this attack as an example of restrictions of flow of aid and type of aid seen in Gaza during this war. He claims that the World Central Kitchen strike is part of a, quote, systematic pattern of attacks against aid work, end quote. Another UN official, David Cameron, said, quote, this is not an isolated incident, end quote, later adding, quote, there is no safe place left in Gaza, end quote. Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Abigail Alberti.